Well, in other news, Houston janitors brave ongoing inclement weather to take their message to the streets. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marlo, Houston janitors took to the streets again, but they're not alone. Houston janitors from all across the city braved downpours with friends and families in a show of solidarity in the struggle for a living wage, despite the heavy rains this weekend. The Children's Day of Action was held in the Galleria area, where plenty of Houstonians would be reminded of their struggle. Texas State Director of SEIU Local 1, Elsa Caballero, says friends and families were out in force to highlight the long-term goals of the strike.
This has now become a much larger issue for community, for Houston, where it's no longer just janitors fighting to get a better contract, dignity and respect in the workforce, but it's now become a community cry to rebuild middle class, to bring good jobs to the city. And ultimately, now, I think, in a much larger way, it's becoming a fight of this nation, right? We have workers right now who are striking in other cities for the exact same issue. You know, we have workers protesting about better jobs in many other cities. And we're just uniting our voices with everyone else to make sure that Houston and America understands that it's the right time, that people are tired, and it's about time that they start paying attention, that the middle class America is dying. And we are raising our voices to try to make sure that it comes back.
10-year-old Jennifer Chavez, daughter of a striking janitor and one of the featured speakers at the rally, says the struggle is a part of the security for her and future generations.
I'm here to support my mom so she can have a better future and so I can have a better future for my children because she's in strike right now. I want to be a lawyer, but I'm still going to help all the people that need support and this thing. We're just going to fight for all the things that my mom needs and for the future for all the people.
Juliet Stepech, member of the HISD's Board of Education, says the kind of poverty janitors are saddled with interferes with their kids' ability to learn in school. She says the hardships they face locks them into the cycle of poverty, which is difficult to escape.
The fight for a living wage is the struggle for children. And as a member of the Houston Independent School District Board of Education, I have seen how poverty adversely impacts the lives of our students and how HISD currently has a population of 202,000 students approximately. Of those students, 80.4% of HISD's population is economically disadvantaged. If they feel that they're at an age where they can provide some sort of positive income to their family, they might actually leave the school environment thinking that they can assist their family more by finding a job outside bringing some type of positive income to help the family. But in the end, by not being able to graduate from high school or get some type of secondary education, they will be at tremendous risk of continuing in a low-wage job that they will not have opportunity for growth, especially in today's economy.
Houston janitors will be meeting with a group of energy companies called the Houston Wildcatters Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. at the Petroleum Club on 800 Bell Street to call on them to support good jobs in Houston. We'll have more on upcoming developments. For more information, visit SEIU1.org. We'll put a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/KPFT News. Live in the studio, this is Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
You know, the voices of the children, Jacob, really kind of put a face on this, did it?
Certainly. This is entirely what this is about.
Right.
I mean, it's important to look at the big picture and have a very far-sighted view of things. This isn't just about, making more money. This is about a better future.
And a better life. Jacob Santillan, thank you so much for that.
Oh, it's a privilege.